Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know. It feels like Amazon is being somewhat proactive with a lot of these things, and then the big box stores are kind of relegated to having to be reactionary and kind of falling behind. Is that a trend that we're seeing across, or is that just maybe an Amazon Days thing, or is that kind of more indicative of their place in the market?
Well, I think it's indicative of history. So for 25 years, Amazon's been a public company, and Prime Days, which is in the dog days or entering the dog days of summer, was a way to stimulate interest in online sales. So originally, this was Amazon trying to attract attention to themselves, if you can believe that now 25 years later. What's happened is the big box stores, which 25 years ago had no presence in the online, have begun to respond because of the exponential growth in online versus in-person sales, bricks and mortar and clicks and mortar competing. And now clicks and mortar are finding a greater attention among consumers, particularly brought on by the COVID pandemic when everyone was stuck at home. So now what's happened is big box retailers like our local ones, Target and Best Buy, have developed very strong online presences. And they've also developed other means by which they can attract customers to their stores. Groceries at Target is a really big attempt to bring consumers who would otherwise just order everything from home into the stores. They still like to buy groceries in the stores, and that's a way to compete. And Best Buy, with the layout, the kind of redo that they had under Huber Joly, was an attempt to bring brands and bring the experience of consumers to Best Buy. So their online presence was to counter what has been the success of Amazon. So they've learned how to not just to create that online presence, but also to time it. So Amazon Prime is now essentially know when it's coming. So it's a little bit like a price war in the airline business. So a low-cost producer is going to announce a price cut on various travel. So the big legacy airlines do the same in advance. That's happening right now. Target, with their so-called deal days, is anticipating the Prime discounts, and they're doing their own, especially in areas that are important to them, inventories they need to get rid of in order to make room for back to school. Best Buy is doing the same thing with, I think they're calling it Black Friday in July, essentially trying to evoke that sense of holiday shopping for them. Both of them have learned how to respond and when to respond to Amazon Prime, which again began not as a competitive response. It began as a way to essentially advertise online as an alternative for consumers. Well, they're the victims of their success. And Target, Best Buy here locally, Walmart, and other retailers nationally are responding.
I was going to say, I mean, it's so funny. I think Amazon, this might be like these Amazon days are their most popular days, only behind Black Friday. And it just feels like they can create it out of thin air. Is that for businesses, like just being able to kind of create this such a demand in just a short few amount of days? I mean, that seems rare that someone is just able to cultivate that and have the amount of success that they've been able to have with that.
Yeah, you know, it's a testimony to the success of Amazon and a few other early online retailers to essentially get consumers to time their purchases. We're used to that during holidays. Prime was, think of it as the online equivalent of the old Daisy Days. Daisy sale that used to be at Dayton's. It was during the slow part of summer when consumers are usually not thinking about retail. They're up at their cabins, they're out at the beach, they're enjoying the summer time here. And so there was a way to attract the attention when things were low. Now they've been successful. So every retailer counters it. Again, it's to me, it reminds me of something like a gas war at different stations in a locality, or airline price ticket wars. with it. The interesting thing for me, Paul, is that this is happening in the context of inflationary pressures and inventory uncertainties. We used to say inventory shortages, but what's happened is that a lot of the snarls at our major ports that are connected to China or to Europe and have been the subject of disruptions in supply chains, well, a lot of them are solved, at least in specific areas. Now it's really an issue about how you manage, in some areas, inventory shortages which persist, things that are tied to energy, for example, but also a lot of inventory gluts. And so that's the interesting context. There are these gluts, and the Targets and the Best Buys and the Amazons want to get rid of those gluts in anticipation of back to school and then holiday sales. We can think about holiday sales 6 months in advance, but this is the time when they make their bets. So that's what's interesting. And then I think it's interesting in the context of real pressure on energy. Energy prices are down about 20% from their heights back in, I guess it would be in April and May, but they're still high. They're still at levels around $103, $102 a barrel where we were 10 years ago. So that's looming as a cost for every major retailer to decide how much they want to bear. What I think is interesting is with the Amazon Prime and the deal days and the Black Friday and July days at their competitors, it means that they're willing to take additional cuts even in the presence of higher energy prices. They're really intent on keeping their customers, not letting Amazon have a kind of clear field to them in July.
Yeah, and I know they're also, I mean, I think there was a report today from Axios, I think I saw that obviously Amazon's getting into grocery stores, and it looks like some of those are already starting to, the buildings are already starting to go up, they're starting to design some of that stuff. But as Amazon's diving into these other sectors, is it to the point where even though they have no like major foothold there, like it, they just have to be taken seriously in all these different sectors for local companies, you know, big box stores, local companies, small businesses, like everyone has to kind of watch what they're doing?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, we used to think of online sales as a novelty. Remember, it's not so long ago that we thought of Amazon, the place to buy books, and that was about it. And now, of course, it sells just about everything online. Going into groceries is yet another foray for them where there's some risk, but they seem determined to conquer it. Setting up a grocery supply chain is setting up a parallel, separate supply chain from dry goods, the things that they've sold over the many different years. So they can't do that overnight. But if anything, we've learned from Amazon is when they're determined, they have the technology, the people, and the capital to do it. And they will do it, which means that the big box retailers that have used groceries to some extent to try and counter the online attraction of Amazon, they're going to have to up their game. They're going to have to find other ways to bring consumers to their locations. Some retailers have been really good at that. Apple, for example, they're fantastic at bringing the, you know, the Apple geniuses and the Genius Bar to get consumers to come to retail center for it. Others have been less so. So, for example, retailers like Kohl's have really been in trouble competitively because it's harder for them to bring consumers there. A lot of the stuff that people used to buy there, they can feel they can buy online. Target, somewhere in the middle. Best Buy, somewhere in the middle. That's the competitive challenge for them in dry goods. And in the near term, it will be their competitive challenge for groceries as well.
And I know we've talked about kind of these big box stores being reactive to what Amazon's doing. You know, they don't want them to be able to capture customers on a certain day, so they're going to up sales too. Do we see those big box stores like Target or Best Buy trying to be proactive in trying to like fend off some of this stuff, or is a lot of it just because of how, I don't know, mobile Amazon can be and kind of how swiftly they can move? Does it force a lot of these big companies to be reactionary?
Well, I think reactionary is one way to think of it. I like to think of it as these are competitive initiatives. A place like Target or Best Buy, they have an incredible brand name. So they're the beneficiary. 25 years ago, Amazon was a relatively small player in anything other than selling books. And so you would say, gosh, the reactor is Amazon for it. But I think you've seen how Target under Brian Cornell, how Best Buy under Huber Jolie and now a successor, they've made big investments in both online presence and delivery and in enhancing the consumer experience. You know, putting groceries, so you bring people in every day at a Target, or essentially turning a Best Buy into a display area for a series of brands where the brand manufacturers essentially set them all up. It's kind of a display, an attractive display, an experiential display. That's to bring consumers in. You might say that's reacting to competition, You might say that's an initiative to build on a great brand presence. I'm really, I don't know, agnostic about either one of them. But what I know is it's good for consumers. It's providing more choice. It's tamping down on inflationary pressures. It means that retailers got to get better at what they're doing. And in the process of doing that, we get better goods at lower costs, or to put another way, is without costs rising as much. And that's really important right now, where the one thing nobody can really control is energy prices. And energy is an input everywhere. So if we can deal with inventories, if we can deal with changing consumer spending patterns by offering them different channels and different experiences, that's great news. And in that regard, Amazon Prime is good for everyone, including the retailers. It's making them better here in Minnesota. I don't want to be Captain Obvious. I hate doing that. And so for me, some of the interesting things are, you know, if we were talking 4 or 5 years ago about Amazon Prime, we'd say, wow, this is kind of neat. And boy, Amazon's growing really fast and they're big and they're a threat to everybody. But I think what's really interesting is that the big box stores here, especially like Best Buy and Target, and they're so indicative of, I think, Best Buy store or big box stores and chains around the country and maybe the world, that they've gotten smart about this. And they're really smart about the what they offer in response and when they offer. That's neat. And then I think it's this context. This is a crazy time to be doing business, you know, because things we used to assume, inventories and supply chain stability, they still aren't there back yet. And that's a, you know, that's a vestige of the pandemic. We, you know, you go from 0% growth to 6, 7, 8% growth. It's like, you know, it's like getting into your Tesla and flooring it, you know, your neck snap back. And that caused a lot of dislocations across the economy. We're just growing too quickly, bringing people back. We're still seeing that. You saw the job report with the increase in employment, even with the slowdown in the economy, which is like, you know, that just doesn't happen. So these are really interesting times. I don't want to say unique, but they're distinctive. And then I think this, the price of energy, you know, with the conflict in the Ukraine and the like, you know, that's just not going to go away. We're going to have this higher uncertainty about energy. And that's an input that puts price pressure on everyone. So right now, boy, you know, I look at this Prime Days and I say, it's a challenge to Brian Cornell, or it's a challenge to Target and to Best Buy. But in some ways, it's providing a real discipline that we need more than ever right now. A discipline on how we manage supply chains, a discipline on how we manage pricing and price increases. And, you know, it's kind of good for the consumer right now. We can't control oil, but maybe we can control summer wear, travel wear, luggage, things like that, Paul. And that's good news. That's good news for all of us, especially if, you know, all of us are trying to stretch a dollar right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.